Speaking of bringing down, that is possibly what could be happening, Cliffo, if we see Donald Trump become the first former or sitting US president to be charged with a crime. This is if a grand jury decides to do that. Exactly. It's a meaty story. We're seeing it play out. And somebody who is on the scene right now at the front of the courthouse on Channel 7, it is the US Bureau Chief, Ashley Mullaney. Good morning, Ashley. How are you?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you on. I said before, Ashley, it's the story that has everything. A president, a porn star, and a potential payoff of a lot of money. Can you try and make sense of what's actually happening and if it's likely Donald Trump will be arrested?
Only in the world of Donald Trump would this all be playing out. It is just nuts, isn't it? And we saw him just railing on Twitter yesterday and calling Stormy Daniels horse face. And
it just
doesn't get much better than US politics, does it? But this is a case that's pretty murky. It's not clear cut at the moment. It was looking like a done deal that Trump was going to be indicted and arrested. Why? Because he said so himself. He put out that tweet saying he'll be arrested on Tuesday and got everyone in a tailspin, and it hasn't eventuated, and the investigation continues. Now, the way it works here is they've called a grand jury to basically look at what evidence exists, whether there is enough evidence to press charges here. And the stakes couldn't be higher. As you guys have mentioned, there's never been a current or former president charged with a criminal offence. So this would be unprecedented. So no doubt they are sitting there dotting their I's, crossing their T's, making sure they have got a watertight case before they bring any charges about. But it's a bit of a waiting game at the moment.
Right.
And it doesn't look likely that we would see an indictment today, at least.
And so just to confirm, Ashley, this is regarding when Donald Trump was paying off, or the allegation that he paid off Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about when they were having an affair?
Yes, the allegations here are that $130,000 that his lawyer, Michael Cohen, paid Stormy Daniels to buy her silence in the middle of the campaign, that Trump reimbursed Cohen, but that he dodged the accounting, dodged the books to make it, you know, to cover up that reimbursement. And his lawyer, who was, you know, really his attack dog for many years, turned on him. And, you know, Michael Cohen went to prison in part because a judge found that he breached campaign finance laws and said, you know, you can't be running for president and be paying people off like this. It's illegal. Mm. He went to jail and then he's turned on Trump. So I think he's probably sitting there thinking he did his time and he wants his former boss to face the music too.
Oof. We're going to see a Hollywood movie out of this one day. I know the American legal system, it's a complicated kind of web. But look, if found guilty, is there a chance that Donald Trump could one day face time behind bars?
The short answer is yes. It will come down to exactly what he's charged with. So, as you say, it's a bit of a complex web, but there's two possible charges here that we're aware of. If it's just about dodgy bookkeeping and trying to cover up that money to Michael Cohen, it will be a misdemeanor offence. It will be a fine.
Right.
If they can prove that he made that payment to protect his political campaign and it's considered a breach of campaign finance laws, that would be a felony. And then he's facing up to 4 years in prison. Now, all the legal experts are saying it's pretty unlikely he would be sentenced to jail, but technically, yes, if he is charged and convicted of a felony, he could face 4 years in prison. But interestingly enough, only in America, it doesn't stop you running for president. In fact, there's nothing in the law that says that you can't be president from jail. So who knows? This whole story could get even weirder.
Wow, this movie just has too many twists and turns.
Joe Exotic for president. In the US, she always keeps us across all the big breaking news over there. Ashley Mullaney, the US Bureau Chief of 7 News. Thanks for your time, Ash.
Great to chat. Take care.